USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote on a national defense policy bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in the country.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime. But when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House yesterday. The federal government will shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight Friday. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
House GOP members are calling on the Speaker of the House to take some action on a coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Speaker of the New Hampshire House has died of COVID-19. Representative Dick Hinch passed away Wednesday from the disease, just a week after being elected Speaker of the House. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu called Hinch a tireless leader and an incredible advocate for his community, saying he will be sorely missed. Hinch represented Merrimack, New Hampshire for 7 terms. He was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As its coronavirus vaccine is poised to receive an emergency use approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Pfizer is warning U.K. health officials about possible allergic reactions to the shots. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Drug maker Pfizer is warning Britain's National Health Service not to give the company's coronavirus vaccine to people with significant history of allergic reactions. As far as what this means for folks with allergies and the coronavirus vaccine, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox and Friends,
I think what's important here is that the two people who had allergies in the UK were already carrying an EpiPen, meaning that they had had severe allergies in the past. So the warning here is for people that have had severe allergies in the past where they had to be rushed to the hospital or they had swelling or decreased blood pressure and hot and big rashes. That's the group that we would hesitate to give this to right away. But it's not for the general population. We haven't seen a lot of allergies in all the people that were studied.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Washington Huskies-Oregon Ducks football game scheduled for this Saturday has been called off because of a COVID outbreak among the Huskies. The Pac-12 Conference announced Thursday that Washington would not have enough scholarship players to contest the game, which has been declared a no contest. At 3-1, the Huskies will finish on top of the Pac-12 North Division and is set to play in the conference title game next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.